Zaykin of the Psheni, Pasig Yud, Paragvim Ches Pasig Yud, the Einei Yisrael of the Mizaykin, his eyes were heavy from old age. What exactly does that mean? What does that mean? His eyes were heavy from old age? When a person gets old, his eyes become heavy? What does that mean? Or does it mean something more symbolic? The eyes represent the outlook, your outlook on life. And because he was old, his outlook is very morose, because what is he looking forward to? He's at the end of his life. The Einei Yisrael Kavdu, they were heavy because of his old age. I like the more the interpretation of the more of the symbolic interpretation. Here he is, he's close to the end of his life, and the eyes are always represents a Zeo Chacham Horoye Esanoilat, what's coming in the future. But here, there's no future for Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu is about to die. So what kind of future is it? So they're heavy. Lo yuchal lirois, he could not see. Vayagesh Esam, a love, they brought who? Ephraim and Menashe to Yaakov. Vayishak lochem, vayichavik lochem, he kissed them and he hugged them. Let's see what it says in the Targum. The Targum says, Va'amar Yisrael, wrong pasuk, pasuk yud, ve'ene Yisrael, yikoron misebu. So here he has a very interesting word. The word yikoron. Yakar means heavy. But the word yikoron also means they were honored. La Yehudim hoysa oida v'simcha v'sasayn v'kar. V'kar elu hatefillin. What does it say in the tefillin? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad. If you want to go take this pasuk over here, you want to look at the Targum, he has selected the word kavdu. There are many words he could have said the Targum. He selected the word of Yikoron, Yakor. Yakor is precious. His eyes were kaved mizoiken, mi sebu, from old age. What does that mean? He saw a lot. Okay, if you'd want to wax homiletic, I would suggest that what it means over here is that Yaakov Avinu, he lived a long life. He lived until the age of 143, I think. 143. And he saw quite a bit. His eyes were heavy because of all of the miracles, all of the events that his own eyes saw. Every time you see something, it's stored in the eye. Your whole life, everything you ever saw your whole life is stored in the eye. That's why you're being very nizer in Shmir Sinayim. You don't want to bring into your eyes things that are inappropriate. Every single thing that you see is always there. So his eyes were heavy because he was carrying in his eyes enormous memories, good memories, powerful memories of his father, his grandfather, the Birchas Yaakov, the Birchas Yitzchak, how he stole a whole long life. Lo yuchal lirois, he couldn't see. What does that mean over here? I'm not sure. Lo yikol limechazeh, he was unable to see. To see, okay, let's see what that means. Vayishak, and then vikoriv yosoyn livosei. They brought Ephraim and Menashe towards him. Vanishak lohoin, and he kissed them. Vigapif lohoin, and he embraced them. Let's see what it says in the Hilik Rashi. Rashi, there is no Rashi. Pasuk Yeraf. Vayomer Yisrael ol Yosef. Let me just give a quick look over here in the Einei, in the Ma'at Tzodi. Ma'at Tzodi in Sheni. It says over here, Pasuk Yud, Yikare, Loshen Rabim, Avar Nekeva, it goes into Loshen Avar, Yochol, okay, HaKofas, Azroi B'Tzavor, he doesn't say anything here that's relevant to us. Next, Pasuk Yud Alv, Vayomi Yishol Yosef, we're Oifanecha Loifilolti. Now, these are hard words here. Okay, this is a good Pasuk for tonight, Loifilolti, what does that mean? What does it mean over here in the English? And Israel said to Joseph, I never expected to see you again. Filolti, the English translator, put the word expected. That's a little bit of a chiddush. Okay, that's a little bit of a chiddush to say that means expected. Vine and behold, hero, I see Elokim gam ezarecha. Not only did I get to see you, I got to see your children. That's see. This is an incredible pasuk. Yaakov Avinu is saying the unexpected happened. Not only did I get to see you, I got to see your children. The most I could have ever expected in my lifetime during the 22 years that you were gone was, oh, maybe Od Yosef Chai, but that Yosef should have children? That Yosef should have progeny? No, that I never expected. Okay, now listen to Targum. Targum says, V'amar Yishol Yosef L'mechzei apoch lo sivoris. Oh, so here we have a whole new translation. This is not what it says in the English. I never had hope. Hope. Tikva. So expected is not the translation for hope. It's a very different word. Sivoris means to yearning. I never even yearned, had hope that I would see your face. For ha achazi yos Hashem, Hashem has shown me af es benoch your children. Here is as benoch. I've seen also your benoch, your children. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says loy filolti loy milo ani libi. It did not withhold my heart, did not hold back. Lachashev machshava. Lo mino ani libi lachashev machshava she'ere ponecho od. Pilolti. What does that mean over here? Pilolti. Let's read the whole Rashi, will come back. Pilolti. Loshen machshava. Thought. I never thought I would see if it's kemo. Havi eitzav asi felila. Excuse me. What does it mean over here? Havi eitzav asi felila. Bring forth an idea and do what's in your mind, a thought. We have a machlekes between Rashi and Unkelis as to the meaning of the word filolti. According to Rashi, it means I never thought. According to Unkelis, it means I never had hope. Sneezing here, I don't know why. I may have a cold. Re'oi fonecha, one more time, the Rashi. Loi milo'ani. What is the milo'ani? Loi milo'ani libi. It never filled up. My heart was never full. That's something which is Rashi's coming to explain. My heart was never full. Lachashoiv machashava. Okay? Filolti means lachashoiv machashava. That, to see you. She'era oit panecha oit. Unkos again. V'amar Yisrael liyosef lemechazei apach, to see your face. Lo sivoris. I did not yearn. I did not hope. I did not desire. V'ho achazi yos Hashem af benoch. So we have over here two machlokes Rashi. I don't really want to give so much credit to the English because I have no idea who wrote this English. And we've already had so many issues with the English. I don't know exactly where they're taking the translation from. I never expected. Expected is not the translation of what it says in Unkelis. I never yearned to see your face. And it's not what Rashi says. I never thought I would see you. So let's take a look over here at the Ma'at Tzori. And the Ma'at Tzori says, Lo yisabris amaral pei v'shakim ha'saloshon machshav v'gveru. Ooh, I'm telling you guys here. Rabbi Seinu Zalshim, Shubloshon Zeharbe, okay, Sovra Yisi, Vashem Sovra Sefer Atashbi, the Ilu Hoyulaham Anusach Betargum Sivoris, ooh, over here he's saying what his machlis with the Girsa is, Kvoshiesh Garson, then, Ain Rashi, Shemashma, Bishon Vengulus Lo, Assis Mishpat, Vidin Ba'atzmi, judgment. Okay. Kivisi means to yearn, to hope. Another interpretation. Okay, so we have over here, I don't know how to count that high. Either four or five perushim. This is an incredible pasuk. Loifil. See, remember we spoke about today about the Targum, the translation of the Torah into seven into Greek. This is why you can't translate a pasuk because the pasuk has so many interpretations. What is it over here? What is it over here? The words over here. To see your face, loifilolti. So I'll give you all of the options. According to our girsa in Unkelis, it says the word sivoris. It seems that there are other editions of Unkelis. This is not the only edition. And the other editions of Unkelis, it says, tzivara. Okay, it says a different word. Maybe I'll give a quick look over here at the Targum of Yonason. Curious what he says. His Targum. Targumim, Targum Yonason. And he says, oh, Sivar. You see that? Ve'amar Yisrael li Yosef. Mechmei means to see. Mechmei Sivar apoch. No, I'm sorry. No. Lo chashivis. It's to think. Okay, so he translates that. Okay, there's the other perushim. Targum is another Targum. Targum Yonason, Targum Ungulus. This is, I don't know who this is. This is another Targum. Kal. Lo at tin. Okay, I don't know what this is. I don't know what this is all about. Let's go back to our Targum Ungulus. So it seems that there are other Targumim. Another Targum, it says, Wolo Sivora. Sivora, Samach Beis Reish Aleph. Which means, I never thought. And we have the words like a svara. Tell me a svara in the Gemara. You have machlokes between two opinions in the Gemara. Tell me a svara, why one opinion should be correct and the other one is not so correct. A svara means a thought. Okay, we like to translate as an argument. But really, it's more of a thought. So here, that's one interpretation. Lo filalti a svara. Targum translates it the word savoris, sivaris. Sivaris means kivisi. Kivisi Hashem, lishuascha kivisi Hashem, for your salvation do I yearn. Another interpretation, the word piloti means to pray. Yaakov Avinu, Yisrael said this, an incredible interpretation. Yaakov Avinu said, I never even davened. I never, the 22 years that you were away from me, I never once davened to Hashem that I should be reunited with you. You know why not? Because the reality that I'll be reunited with you was so remote, it's so impossible, it'll be a tefillah shav. Another interpretation, the word pilalti means to judge, it means mishpat. I never judged myself. Okay, that's a little bit more difficult interpretation. I never entered into a mishpat, into judgment with myself. Let me see how we translate it over here. It's Masha Shemash Gush Shakhan's Uncle's Loy Osisi Mishpat Vidin Ba'atzmi Sheye Batuach. I should be confident. Sheuchal Oid Rois Panecha. Okay, sometimes the person he judges himself. He has to determine if a possibility of something even exists. I never allowed myself to enter into Mishpat if it's even possible. Maybe there's a reason, there's a possibility that one day I will see you. So we have over here how many interpretations? Many. I never thought, I never hoped, I never prayed, and I never entered into judgment if there was indeed a possibility that I would one day see your face. Amazing. So many periods from the word filalti. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Yud Beis. Vayotzei Yosef, Vayosamim, Birkav Yosef, took out his son Ephraim Menashe from his knees. Vayishtachu li'ap of Eretz. Now, whose knees? Well, what does this mean over here? So Targum Ungil says, Vyapek Yosef Yosef Min Kodomohi. So if you notice over here, it's in bold. And over here, Targum over here is saying that Yosef took them out from before his father. The word Birkav, according to Targum, does not mean literally that Ephraim and Menashe were standing in between the legs, the knees of Yaakov. It means, it's an expression, which means that they were standing before his presence. The word birkav, which literally means knees, is nothing more than just an expression, which means in his presence. Vayishtach, and he bowed down in front of his face, Arza, and he bowed down in front of him on the ground, usagid al apohi al ara, on the earth. Rashi says over here, vayotzei Yosef v'sam li'achash enoshen yishokam, after Yaakov kissed Ephraim and Menashe, hotziam Yosef took them out, Me'in birkah, from the knees of Yaakov, kidesh liyashvam, to set them straight, ze layamin v'ze l'smol, lismach yadav aleim ulevarcham. So you notice over here we have a machlokes between Rashi and Ungulus. What does it mean the word birkah? In the previous pasuk, go back to the beginning. Ve'enei loyuchal, ve'enei Yisrael come to Yisrael loyuchal liros, v'yageish oisam elav, Yaakov avinu, Yosef brought these two children, Elof, towards Yosef, Vayishak lohem, he kissed them, Vayichabik lohem. So where were they standing when he kissed them and embraced them? According to Rashi, they were in between his legs, his knees. He opened up his legs and they stood in between his knees. That's what it seems. According to Uncle, it's not what it means. It means that they stood in front of him and he hugged them and he kissed them. Because now when it says he took them in Bibirkov, when were they until now before his knees that they had to be removed? Goes back to the previous pasuk. Okay, next. He bowed down afterwards. After they went backwards before his father, then they bowed down. Okay, now who bowed down, by the way? It says he bowed down. It doesn't say vayishtachavu, they. Vayishtachu, if I'm not mistaken, it means he, one person, the only one that bowed down was Yosef. Why didn't Ephraim and Menashe also bow down? I don't know. Only one that bowed down over here, it seems, was Yosef. I don't know. Vayikach Yosef, here's the drama. Now there's a picture, this is my cousin. My cousin has one of his drushes that's very popular is Rembrandt. Rembrandt drew a picture, a portrait. If I'm not mistaken, it was Rembrandt. My cousin's really into this. A portrait of this next pasuk of Ephraim and Menashe getting the bracha from Yaakov with Yosef there. And what's intriguing about the painting of Rembrandt is there is a woman in the picture. There is a woman in the side. I never saw this picture. I just heard about it. I heard that this shir is extremely popular. Unfortunately, I never awakened my laziness to go and actually listen to the shir, which I really should do sometime very soon. But supposedly in this picture from Rembrandt painting portrait, there's a woman. May, when I say there's a woman, all of a sudden you come online. Who's this woman? So my cousin says that was Osnas Bas Potiphera. That woman was the mother of Ephraim and Menashe. She was there at this event, and Rembrandt put her in this portrait. Now there's more to it. There is a makar for this. If I understand, that's what we said on the shir. I have to go listen to the shir. There's a whole story behind this. Why did Rembrandt put Osnas Bas Potiphera? How could Rembrandt, who was not even Jewish, know about Osnas?
He hung around in a Jewish neighborhood. Rembrandt is very famous.
Rembrandt, now
who's shir? Who's shir? I missed that.
My cousin, Soloveitchik, Mayor Soloveitchik. Rabbi Dr. Mayor Soloveitchik.
Yeah. One of his... What does he have to do with Washington, D.C.? Washington, George Washington.
What?
What does he have to do with George Washington?
Who have to do with George Washington?
Rembrandt.
Nothing. What is it? What have we ever said George Washington?
He's a mumcha on American history.
So he's a mumcha on other things also. Only American history. That's the only thing he's allowed to talk about. Every drush has to say about American history. He's allowed to talk about other things also.
And about the baseball. He puts in a baseball thing every time.
And food. He's very into food. He knows everything about food. He's a big bucky in food. He loves, he's very thin. He's like a stick. But he always talks about culinary expertise. He has other things, you know. So this is a drasha he gave many, many times. It's a very popular drasha. You can Google it. About Rembrandt's portrait of the Birchois Yaakov, the Ephraim and Menashe. And in the portrait, there's a woman. Who asked Rembrandt to put a woman in there? How did he know this? How did he get in there? In the end, somehow, I don't know, there's a makar somewhere that it was Osnas Bas Potiphera, Yosef's wife, the daughter of Dina, and she's there. And here it says, "Vayikach Yosef shnei Ephraim b'mino b'smol yisros." Now Yosef takes two of them, Ephraim b'mino in his right hand, b'smol Yisrael. If he's in the right hand of Yaakov, he's going to be in the left hand of Yisrael. Yes, Menashe b'smoloi. Menashe is in his left hand, which is mimin Yisrael, the right hand of Yisrael, vayageish elav, and he brought them near Yaakov. Let's see what it says in the Targum. Targum Unkelus, the Oishit, and then the wrong pasuk, here it is, udvar Yosef. Here's a very important word. Vayikach means he took. Here he doesn't say he took. This is a very powerful word. In the Targum, he says Vayikach means udvar. Udvar means to guide. He guided, he arranged, he organized that the one that should stand on the right side would be Yosef. Udvar Yosef. Yos Tarvehon, both of them. Yos Ephraim Bimine in his right side, which would be Mismola the Yisrael. Notice this word smol in the Targum is spelled with a samach, not with a sin. The Yos Menashe, Bismola, and Menashe in his left, Mimino the Yisrael, on the right of Yisrael. The Korev Livos said he brought them near. Okay, that's what's going to be in the Targum. Let's see what Rashi. Rashi says, Ephraim Bimino in the small Yisrael, Habol Likras Chaveroi. Rash is telling us a reality. When you come towards your friend, Yiminoi Kineget Smol Chaveroi. The Kevon Shehu HaBachar, Miyumun LeBrocha, since he is the Bachar. Now here's a very tricky Rashi. Who's the Bachar? The Bachar is Menashe. Menashe is the Bachar. Since he is the Bachar, Memelo, that's why Menashe goes in Yaakov Yosef's left, which would be on the right side of Yaakov. Fine. So we stood him. Menashe was on Yosef's left, which would mean it's on Yaakov's right. And Ephraim is on Yosef's right, which would be on the left of Yaakov. Okay, fine. Now, you know, if I would want to say things that are not true, then I would argue with you that Ephraim was, well, let's see. As Ephraim Bimino, Mismol Yisrael, no, you can't say this before. Mismanasha Bismol, Manasha was on his left side, which was Mimin Yisrael, fine. Vayage Yisrael, fine. Everything over here was good. Okay, Mary, you found something? You found something online about Rembrandt? Osnas?
It's on Kyle Bolker, I put it on.
Okay.
The painting.
The painting?
And in the painting, it looks like a boy and a girl. And it looks like if he put his hand on Ephraim, then Ephraim looks bigger than Menashe.
So let me.
And Yosef doesn't have a beard, he only has a mustache.
Okay, so let me see. Over here, let me look at the picture. What's with it? He couldn't put the. I have to go to the place. So there's a woman. It's a very attractive woman, I see. Right?
It looks a very modern woman.
It does. Looks like and who's with the hat over there? That is Yosef. And now, this doesn't seem to be. This does not what it says in the Pasuk. The Pasuk does not say this at all. The Pasuk
says that Yosef was on the right side, right?
It says that Yosef was right, it was facing him, his mamash, not like the Pasuk. Mamash, this is no good. This Yosef was facing his father. It's Beferish in the Pasuk. What is he doing over here? It's Beferish in the Pasuk.
I think they put in the title later. I want to do some research. I don't think this has anything. They just put the title on it because they, whoever was it, was you know, thought he'd make more money that way. I don't know.
What, Rembrandt didn't do it? Well, I don't understand. What are you saying?
He made the painting, but who says the name? Who gave the name, you know?
No, it seems that this is Yaakov.
The Mona Lisa's name wasn't the Mona Lisa.
All right, I don't know, Chlesnish, but this picture is problematic because Yosef, according to the Pasuk, was facing his father, was 180 degrees away from his father, not standing on the same side as his father. It says Beferish in the Pasuk. You can't go make a painting against the Pasuk. You want to add something into the painting? Fine. You have a medish. But this is Kineged the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vayikach Yosef, Eshneim.
The artist has a freedom to do what he wants.
No, he doesn't. The artist has to be honest. He has to follow the rules. That there's a thing, you know, everyone, they write this up 100 times about the artist who went to Lubavitcher Rebbe. You know about this, Maisa? There was an artist who went to Lubavitcher Rebbe. If somehow the Lubavitcher Rebbe was very taken by him, and he gave a command that a Chabad, they should set up in the Chabad buildings his artwork. And the Rebbe came a few times to look at the artwork, and he made comments. He had a lot of comments. And he told them, this is wrong, and that's wrong, and this is wrong. And he told the painter, you got it all wrong, and this is not the way he's supposed to do it, that's the way he's supposed to do it. And they keep on writing in some little magazines, the store, and they interview him. They put him on the cover of the magazine. It's a very famous story. You have to be honest. The Rebbe was very into this. And when they make the paintings should be accurate. Okay, but anyway, it says over here, Vayikach Yosef Shnei Mizrachim Yisrael Vayageh Sheilov, and he brought him near him. Let's see over here again, the Targum, Targum over here says, okay, I keep reading the wrong pasuk. Dvar means Dvar, he guide, Yosef is Yosef Shraved, it's Yosef Shraved, Mina Bismol Yisrael, Yosef Menashe Bismolei, Bimina Yisrael, Vikorev Levosei. Fine. Rashi says, we did already the Rashi. Going to the next pasuk. Pasuk Yudalit. Vayishlach Yisrael Yisimidoya. Yisrael, he sent forth his right hand. Vayyoshas. And he laid it down. El Rosh Ephraim. And the hand came down to rest on the head of Ephraim. Vuhu Hatzoir. So what did he do? So he sent his right hand to the left. To the left. Yaakov has in front of him his right hand. And who's on his right? Who's in front of him? It is Menashe. That's right in front of him on his right side. And instead he takes the right hand and he crosses it and he brings it all the way over to Ephraim. Vayishlach Yisrael l'siminoi vayoshes, it comes to rest, al roish Ephraim. Ephraim v'huat so'ir. Why is that necessary? Why is it necessary to say v'huat so'ir? We know he's the tso'ir. Why do you have to say that? It's obvious. V'yasmolo al roish Menashe. Sikel es yodov. What does that word mean, sikel? Sikel over here in the English translation, it says he crossed his hands. That's not what it means. What kind of word translation is that? Sikel es yodov, why do they do that? This English is suspect. Ki Menashe Bechor. Of course he's the Bechor. What is going on over here? Let's see the Targum. This is a very, very difficult pasuk. Pasuk says here in the Targum, V'oishit Yisrael Yos Yimine, his right hand, V'shaveh, he sent it forth, Vishavi, he set it. The word Vishavi means he put it down al Reisha de Ephraim. V'hu Ze'ero, he was the younger one, the smaller one. The word So'ir does not mean younger. The word So'ir means small. V'yos Simole, the left hand, al Reisha de Menashe. It doesn't say that he was the gadol, the larger one. Ach ki minun. Sikel is seichel, brains, the brain matter, the mushy stuff inside the head, brains. Ach ki minun, he made his li doihi, he made his hands wise. Arei, because Menashe buchra. What does this mean? This is a very difficult pasuk. The time over here is obviously not getting in to tell you the depth of what this pasuk means, but he's giving us some insight by giving us very unique translation of some of the words. And the word vishavi is a very important word. It's to set. Vishavi. We have to really look at that word much more carefully, what that word means. And also, the word ze'ira is a very interesting word. That's the translation of the tso'ir. The word ze'ira means he's small. Small. Ze'er anpin. A small face. Ze'er means small. He wasn't small. You want to tell him that Ephraim, he's the small guy. And then, ach ki minun lidohi, he made his hands wise. The hands aren't wise. The person is wise. So what does it mean? Sikel es yodav. The fact that the hands have been crossed is because Yaakov is wise, not because his hands are wise. Okay, he's not telling us the answers, but at least he's giving us a vocabulary which is a little bit different than what you can expect. What does Rashi say? Rashi only comments on, is very disturbing. He doesn't tell anything about the word so'ir, no comment. I guess that means that he agrees to the Targum that it means zi'ira. And when it says sikel is of here, Rashi goes to town. Kitargumai. So right away he says kitargumai. Ach ki minun, he made them wise. Behaskel v'chochma, with seichel and chochma. He noticed Rashi adds another word. Hiskil es yadav lekach, he made his hands wise, lekach umidas, for this purpose and with knowledge. Deya, seichel and chochma. Do you notice Rashi here uses already three words? We say in Ashkenaz, Chochma, Bina, Vodoas. Chochma, Bina, and Das. Here we have Chochma. Bina is not really Seichel, but it's another word. And then there is Das. Chonein Midcha, Chonein Dea, Bina, Vehaskel. Okay, Seichel Chachman Das, Ki Yodea Hoya, he knew. Ki Menashe HaBuchar. I know Menashe is the Buchar. I know Menashe is the Buchar. I know that. The Afal Pichain Loshas Yiminoi Olof, he did not set his hands upon him. Rashi is saying powerful stuff over here. Rashi over here is saying, if you want to read deeply into Rashi, this is going to be very good for Friday to analyze this, is you ask the average guy, okay, you go out to Avenue M, you stop the average person on the street, and you say to him, you're not going nowhere until you answer this question. Why did Yaakov switch his hands? So he'll say, because he wanted to put his right hand on Ephraim. As the Pesukim later on say, is that Ephraim, greater things will come from Ephraim than Menashe. Rashi over here says it's not the Pshat, that's wrong. Anyone that tells you that answer is wrong. They're just dead wrong. The reason why he put his right hand on Ephraim is because he just didn't want to put it on Menashe. That's it. It's not because Yaakov Avinu had a special chiba for Ephraim. It's because he didn't like Menashe. That's what he says over here. Sikel es yadav kitagumai ach kiminun v'haskel v'chochma hiskel es yadav kachem bidas ki yedeo hoya ki Menashe v'chor. I know who the Bukhar is. V'yavol pichein loy shos yeminoi olof. I always thought that Yaakov Avinu wanted to put the right hand lechatchila on Ephraim. So if you put the right hand on Ephraim, nu, memeila, all you have left is the left hand. So who gets the left hand? Nu, you have nothing else. So nu, memeila, you put the left hand on Menashe. No, that's not the pshat. Yaakov Avinu is a right hand. He does not, lechatchila, he would have put the right hand on Menashe. I don't want to. So what am I going to do with my hand? What am I going to do with it? Let it just hang out loose? So you know what? I'll have it rest on Ephraim. It's not that lechatchila I want Ephraim to get the right hand. Isn't that what Rashi says? That's what it says over here. Ki Menashe HaBuchar v'Aval Pichein lo shasi mino yalof. I don't want to put my hand. Le'me'avas Hashem, like he said, Eretz Yisrael. It's not because Hashem loves us. Hashem hates the goyim. They're a shoyim. That's why Hashem is talking about Eretz Yisrael. Le'me'avas Hashem. It's not because Hashem loves Chai Yisrael. He hates the goyim. Okay. Now, with that in mind, let's go back and go back over to what is the Sikilas Yadav. Okay. Now, here's a very important thing. This is an idea that we spoke about when we first started this year, and I think over here this idea comes back into play. Our thesis in the shir is Rashi is writing a commentary on Unkelus. That is how Rashi wrote his parish. Rashi did not sit down with a Chumash. Rashi sat down with Unkelus. He read Unkelus. If he liked it, good. You don't need me to make a comment. Sometimes Rashi adds in some things that are not Unkelus. He wants to add in some ideas that Unkelus doesn't touch upon, some Midrashim, Amar Chazal. And then many times Rashi sees how Unkelus translates the word, and Rashi thoroughly disagrees. Unkelus cannot be more wrong. So usually when Rashi thoroughly disagrees, he doesn't even bother to mention Unkelus. He just on his own tells you, you know, don't pay attention to what he said. He's wrong. I'll tell you what it really means. Sometimes Rashi says, Unkelus, you're right. He gives him a compliment. Obviously, in those situations, Rashi says, you know, Unkelus, he makes a lot of mistakes. I'm surprised he didn't make a mistake here. Pretty good. Bonus points. You didn't make a mistake. They're all different comments. Rashi has a whole vocabulary how he likes to tease Unkelus. Now this is something which we had a couple of times, and I think here is another example. When Rashi says kitargumai, what Rashi really means to say is Unkelus, you got it right only in respect to the general approach of how we're going to translate the word. But the details of exactly how you fit your translation into the pasuk using this translation, that is wrong. You're right. The word sikel relates to chachma. Kitar, whenever Rashi says kitar gumo, I don't know if every time, but I think there's a pattern that emerges. When Rashi says kitar gumo, what he means to say is, Onkelus, I'm shocked. It says sikel, and you translate the word sikel to mean achiminun. Wow, that's very impressive. Because if you look in the English, they have other ideas, crossing his hands, they have all different ideas. Very good, Onkelus, you got it right. However, you're wrong in the way you translate all of the other words surrounding that word. Onkelus, you translate the word sikel to mean achiminun. But what you're wrong is, you said li dohi. You made it sound that the hands themselves possess wisdom. The hands possess wisdom. The hands are independent operators. All Yaakov did was, he sends out his hands. And then, hands, you do whatever you want. Up to you. You make an independent decision of where you want to rest. You want to go here, you want to go there. The hands made a decision. They gravitated on their own. Yaakov Avinu, he let go of his machshavas, and he let his hands gravitate on their own to where they go. Now, Yishra Rabbi said, this is not nonsense what I'm saying. Because I have no doubt that you talk to people who are involved in hypnosis, people involved in people who sleepwalk, people involved in the deep things that go on in the subconscious. There could be such a concept where a person, he does one thing, and then he lets the subconscious take over. That's not me. All I'm doing is, I vayishlach Yisrael, he sent forth his hands. And the hands, on their own, decided where to land. It's a different part of the brain that did that part. Something like, the Targum seems to indicate something like that along those lines. The Oyeshev Yisrael Yosimine, he sent forth Vishavi, he set it down al Reisho the Ephraim, Zeir Yosimola al Reisho the Menashe. Okay, it doesn't that he set it down, Vishavi, but then these words are very difficult. Achiminun Lidohi, he made his hands wise, Are Menashe Bukhra, because Menashe was the Bukhar, Rashi. Is Rashi saying the same thing? Rashi says, Kitar Gumoy, Achiminun, Behaskel, Vechochma, Hiskil, Es Yodov, Lekachu Midas. Rashi emphasizes, maybe this is what the Targum means. I don't know, maybe there's a difference. Yaakov Avinu was deliberate in where his hand should rest. It wasn't the hands. The hands are not the ones doing anything. Everything has been consciously done by Yaakov Avinu. He knew that Menashe was the Bukhar. I'm not sure. I really don't know. Let's see over here in the Ma'atzari. Maybe the Ma'atzari will shed some light on this very powerful pasuk. Okay, over here, there's a little bit of entry. Ach ke minun. Some, he set chochma biyodav. Deloy ki rashbam sheperish dikel v'oifen acher. Amam zugis rashi av tzorkin sh'ach ke minun. Hu lo shoyn zohar av nidav hu lo shoyn bekeva. Ooh. Okay. Uvenusach. Okay, we see over here that we're not, this is some complicated stuff over here. Because the thing you have to keep in mind over here is the word ach kei minun is l'shoin zohar. See, there's good stuff over here going on over here. The word in the Targum, ach kei minun, is masculine. Yodav is feminine. So what does it mean? The masculine, they don't go together. It's not grammatically correct. The Targum is not grammatically correct. He made his hands wise. The hands were wise. If the hands were wise, then it should not say ach ki minun, but the correct word in feminine, for which would match the word yodav, would be, give me one moment over here, the correct word would be ach ke minin. Ach ke me, there's no vav. instead of the nun, the vav, the last three letters of the word are mem, vav, nun. Take away the vav, put in the yud. It would be min, ach ki minin. That would be grammatically correct. And indeed, there's another girsa. Okay, unkelis, you know, unkelis, a lot of girsais in unkelis. A lot of different girsais, and there are other girsais that have ach ki minin, which would make sense. But that's not our girsa, that's not the common girsa. So you want to say it's a mistake? Okay, there are definitely people out there that have no problem saying that everything is a certain type of person. Everything is a mistake. Mistake, mistake, mistake. Everything is corrupt over the ages. But some don't, not so swift, and therefore you get into trouble. So Rashi, if you notice, alludes to the issue. And Rashi says, the word wise is not going on the hands. The word wise is going on Yaakov. Yaakov was wise, and he made a conscious decision that this hand should go here and this hand should go here. Kitargumoi. See what Rashi is saying? Targum, you're right. You're right. The word sikel relates to chokhmah. But you're wrong in the way you've translated the word chokhmah in this context. That's our thesis. This is a chiddush, which I told this to some people. They don't know what I'm talking about. They look at me like I'm crazy. I tell them that whenever, first of all, I tell people that Rashi wrote a parish on unkelis. They think I'm crazy. And what can I tell you? I think they're dead wrong. It's posh can possibly be that Rashi wrote his parish on unkelis. Number two, when I tell them that when Rashi says kitargumai, what it means is targum, you're right, but you're wrong. Because if Rashi really holds the targum as correct, he says nothing. He doesn't say a word. And if Rashi thoroughly disagrees, he doesn't even bother to mention that there is a targum. He just says what he wants to say. When Rashi says kit targumai, what he means to say is the targum is correct only in regard to the basic approach to the pasuk, the basic general translation of the word sikel means chokhmah. But how we're going to translate chokhmah in the context of this pasuk, then I'm sorry, targum, you're wrong, and then you need my help. And the Rashi goes on to say that the word sikel goes clearly on the Yaakov, not on the hands. The haskel v'chochma hiskil es yodav v'haskel v'chochma hiskil he Yaakov made wise. He made the decision as yodav l'kach umidas. So Rashi is an umidas. It was the das, the decision of Yaakov where the hand should go. Nothing was left to chance. Ki yodeo v'yakim v'nashah v'chor v'apichin lo shas yiminoi olav. Okay, so that would make sense then. Because then the word, his sikel, is going on Yaakov. Yaakov was the chacham, not the hands. Targum seems to indicate that the hands, there was a hashkocha pratis. Yaakov, he was old, and there are two parts to his mind. There's the conscious part of his mind, and at this age, there's a subconscious part of his mind. The conscious part of his mind sent forth his hands. The subconscious part of the mind that took over at this state in his life decided that the hand should switch. And that wasn't Yaakov's conscious decision. And that's why it says, Sikel es yadav, the way the Targum seems to say is, Yaakov wasn't involved in that decision. Rachman ultimately, you see people that are not well. They do things that are semi-normal and things you see that are they're not there. They're not there. You talk to them, you feel like, oh, they're 100%, and then all of a sudden, you see like they're not there. He sent out his hands, and then subconsciously, the hands came to rest. That's when you get the impression from the Targum. Rashi says, no. Every single step of the way, Yaakov was in full control. And that's why when it says Sikel was going back on Yaakov, it was Umidas. It was behaskel v'chochma. His skill is yodav l'kach umidas. What's all that about? This verbosity. What's he doing over here, Rashi? The answer is because kitargumai. The targum, you got it right, but you got it wrong. You got it right. The word sikel means chochma, but you got it wrong. Is that from the way you're translating the pasuk targum? You're saying over here is that he put ach ki minun lidohi. That gives you the impression that the hands are the ones that are making this decision where they want to come to rest. I don't know, maybe I'm saying this nonsense, but you do see that the Mefarshim, the Ma'at Sari, does bring up the point that there's something grammatically incorrect, because the simple understanding is that the hands are the Chachamim. And if the hands are the Chachamim, then we have a grammatical problem, because Yadayim is Lashon Nekeva, and Chachma Lashon Zohar. Well, the word Achimi Minun is Zohar, and not Achimin. Is it modifying the hands, or is the Chachma going on the person? All right, so these are the variables. It's 8:02. We have to stop now. Thank you very much for coming and saving me by learning with me at this time of the day.
There's a whole Torah on the Rembrandt picture.
I told you there's a whole Torah. Didn't I tell you? I told you
no,
so.
No, but the Torah is that in that time, women started becoming prominent. And that's why in his day, if a grandfather would have blessed the children, the wife would have been present. And other rabbi, in this picture, the schnur looks very part of the picture.
Who's the schnur? What does the schnur mean? I'm an ignorant.
A daughter-in-law.
The daughter's called a schnur?
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's the goyim, the theologians, make hay with this picture.
What do they do?
They say Yaakov crossed his hands.
Oh.
The youngest son over the oldest son.
I got it.
The oldest son has black hair. The youngest son has blonde hair.
Wow.
He's in a halo. Standing on the side.
So this was a statement to the Christians that I'm on your side.
Right. But it happened to be that Rembrandt lived in a Jewish quarter. And he liked the Jews.
So why then did he stick it to them with this?
So even if he made a picture, he could have made a completely different picture, but
of
he
course.
Used the characters of the Jews.
Very interesting. After you listen to my cousin, see what he says about this.
Yeah, I'm interested. Where does he have it this year?
Search online, Soloveitchik, Rembrandt. Type in Soloveitchik Rembrandt.
I didn't know this, that Heschel Schechter has a brother who's related to Rabbi Yosha Be'er.
Brother?
His brother's kid is somehow married to a
Shachatovich. Who's the brother? Who's the brother? Shachatovich?
I don't know. He's married to Lichtenstein.
I don't even know. My own family, I don't even know. You gotta ask my sister. She'll know everything.
Yeah, there is a connection. There is a connection.
Okay.
It's not his connection. It's a...
Through marriage. Like me also. What shaykhs I have to Soloveitchik? Nothing. It's my mother's sister married a Soloveitchik. That's my old connection. I have no yichus to Soloveitchik.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very, very fascinating.
Okay,
thank
night,
you for the picture.
You.
Okay. Zay gesund.
Thanks. See you later.
Zay gesund. He ran away.
He's busy.
He ran away.
Good night.
The troublemakers are always hit and miss, always hit and run. Good night, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for doing this year.
My pleasure. Norman, have a good night. What's doing? You back in Florida? You back in Canada? Hey, you!